Imagine, for a moment, a small fruit stall in an open-air market. It is early in the morning, the kind of cool morning where the canvas roof of the stall is still wet with dew, and the seller has just laid out his crates of apples and pears in the front, and behind him, the boxes of citrus he will set up next. A small wooden counter runs along the front of the stall, and on the counter sits a brass two-pan balance scale, the old kind, the kind where you put the fruit on one side and a set of weights on the other, and you wait for the two sides to settle into level. A woman approaches with a cloth shopping bag. She picks up two apples, considers them, sets them back, and then picks up three different ones and lays them on the seller's scale. The seller adds a small 200-gram weight to the other side, then a 50, then a 20. The scale tilts, settles, comes to rest. He nods, names a price, and writes the number on a small scrap of paper. The woman counts out coins from her purse. She lines them up on the counter. The seller adds them up in his head. He compares the total to the price. The total is a little short. She fishes another coin from a side pocket, lays it down, and now the total is enough. The seller scoops the apples into her bag. She thanks him and moves on, and the next customer is already approaching with a basket of pears. What just happened in that quiet exchange is the kind of thing a computer does by the millions every second of its life. Adding, comparing, counting, taking one value and combining it with another to produce a new value. Taking two values and asking which is bigger. Taking a yes, and concluding that, yes, the total is enough. These small operations are the verbs of a program. They are what makes a program actually do anything instead of just sitting there with values in label boxes going nowhere. This is Rust Gently, a patient introduction to how computers actually work and to one particular language for talking to them. I am your host. This is episode 10, Doing Things with Values. Today, we're going to meet the small verbs of the Rust language. The arithmetic, the comparisons, the simple logical operations that combine yes and no's. By the end of the episode, you will be able to read a line of Rust that does arithmetic, or that asks a question about two values, or that combines two true or false answers into a third one, and you will know exactly what each small symbol is asking the computer to do. Let me back up to why these operations exist at all. We have spent the last few episodes putting values into label boxes. We learned that a variable is a name attached to a value. We learned that the value has a type, like a whole number, or a piece of text, or a true or false answer. But none of that, by itself, makes a program do anything. The program, so far, has just been holding things. To make a program useful, the program has to take the things it holds and combine them, transform them, ask questions about them, and produce new things from them. That is what operators do. An operator in any programming language is a small symbol that takes one or two values, sometimes called the operands, and produces a new value from them. The seller at the market, when he adds the woman's coins together, is performing an operation. The scale, when it compares the weight on one pan against the weights on the other, is performing an operation. The seller, when he checks whether the coins on the counter are enough to cover the price, is performing an operation. Each of these is a verb that takes inputs and produces an output. Rust, like every other programming language, gives you a set of these verbs as built-in symbols. Let me walk you through the most important ones. The first family of operators is the arithmetic ones, the ones you learned in elementary school. The plus sign, written as a single plus, takes two numbers and gives you their sum. The minus sign, written as a single minus, takes two numbers and gives you the result of subtracting the second from the first. The star, written as a single asterisk, is how Rust writes multiplication. You might be used to seeing multiplication written with a symbol that looks like a small letter X, but on a keyboard that symbol is reserved, so almost every programming language uses the star instead. The forward slash, the one that leans to the right, is how Rust writes division. And finally, the percent sign, sometimes called the modulo operator, gives you the remainder after a division, the small leftover amount when one number does not divide cleanly into another. 5 divided by 2, in Rust, gives you the whole number 2 with a remainder of 1, and that remainder is what the percent sign returns. If you wanted to read a small line of Rust that adds 2 numbers together, it might say the keyword let, the name total, an equals sign, the name eggs, then a plus sign, then the name flower, then a semicolon. The line creates a new variable called total and puts into it the sum of whatever is in the eggs variable and whatever is in the flower variable. Notice that this single line has 2 equal signs in it, but they mean 2 completely different things. The first equal sign is the assignment, the act of putting something into the box. The second equal sign will be only there if we were asking a question. And asking a question is what the second family of operators does. The second family is the comparison operators, the ones that ask of two values whether one stands in a particular relationship to the other. The double equals, two equal signs written in a row with no space between them, ask the question, are these two values equal to each other? It produces, as its answer, either the value true or the value false. The exclamation mark followed by an equals sign asks the opposite question, are these two values different? The less than sign asks whether the first value is smaller than the second. The greater than sign asks the opposite, whether the first is larger. Combining them, the less than sign followed by an equals sign asks whether the first value is less than or equal to the second. The greater than sign followed by an equals sign asks the same about greater than or equal. These comparison operators are what let a program make decisions. Every if-then-else question, every loop that runs until some condition is met, every search through a list of things looking for the one that matches, all of these are built on top of comparison. They turn the small, steady values in our labeled boxes into yes or no answers that the rest of the program can act on. The third family of operators is the logical operators, the ones that combine yes or no answers with each other. There are 3 of these in Rust, and they're written with symbols that look a little strange the first time you see them. The double ampersand, 2 ampersand symbols in a row, means and. It asks, given 2 true or false answers, are both of them true? If they are, the result is true. If even one of them is false, the result is false. The double vertical bar, 2 of those tall, thin, straight lines in a row, means or. It asks, given 2 true or false answers, is at least one of them true? The exclamation mark, written by itself in front of a single value, means not. It takes a true or false and flips it. The not of true is false. The not of false is true. These 3 small verbs, and, or, and not, are how a program builds up complex decisions from simple ones. Is the customer logged in, and are they over 18, and have they paid their bill? Is the file either a text file or an image file? Is the input not empty? Almost every interesting decision a program makes is some combination of these 3 small logical operations, layered on top of comparisons, layered on top of the values in the labeled boxes. There is one more category of operator worth mentioning, because you will see it often in real Rust code. These are the compound assignment operators, the ones that take a variable and update it in some way, all in one move. The plus equals, written as a plus sign, immediately followed by an equals sign, takes the value in the box and adds something to it. So a line that says the name counter, then plus equals, then 1, then a semicolon, means take whatever is currently in the counter variable, add 1 to it, and put the new value back in the counter variable. There is a minus equals that does the same with subtraction. A star equals for multiplication. A slash equals for division. These are shortcuts, nothing more, and they show up constantly in code that needs to keep a running tally of something. Now, here is where Rust's strictness, which we met last episode, becomes important again. Rust is very particular about which types of values can be combined with which operators. You cannot add a number to a piece of text. You cannot compare a number to a true or false. You cannot multiply a sentence by a yes. In other languages, attempting these things might produce odd results that you would only discover when your program is already running. In Rust, the compiler stops you before the program ever runs and tells you that you're trying to combine two values of types that do not go together. This sounds restrictive, and it is, but it is the same kind of restriction that the market seller would apply if you try to put a basket of pears on one side of a scale and a heap of coins on the other. The two things are different in kind. The comparison does not make sense. The scale will not give you a useful answer. For you, working alongside an artificial intelligence agent, this is once again a quiet form of help. When the agent writes a line of Rust that does some arithmetic or some comparison, the compiler will refuse to translate it unless every value involved is of a type that makes sense for the operation. The agent cannot smuggle a string into a sum or a yes into a multiplication. The mismatch will be caught at compile time, and the agent will have to fix it before the code can ever run. Out in production, these small operators are doing astonishing amounts of work. The Cloudflare proxy we have mentioned before performs trillions of comparisons every day, asking of every incoming request whether it matches one of the rules its operators have configured. The database is written in Rust, like the one called TKV, run billions of arithmetic and comparison operations every second to answer queries. The artificial intelligence inference systems built on Rust libraries like Candle perform millions of multiplications and additions per second per chip, each one a single small operator quietly doing its part of a much larger calculation. None of this is exotic. Every program you have ever used is built, at the bottom, out of these same handful of small verbs. It is worth pausing on one small thing that Rust does differently from most other languages, because it tells you something about the personality of the language. In a language like C, when you add two numbers together and the result is too big to fit into the space the computer has set aside for it, the program silently wraps around to a wrong, smaller number, and your program quietly produces garbage. This is called integer overflow, and it has caused some of the most expensive software bugs in history, including a famous failure of a space rocket that destroyed itself 50 seconds after launch because of one of these silent wraps. In Rust, when you build the program in the way you build it during development, the language refuses to let an overflow happen quietly. It stops the program and tells you exactly where the wraparound happened. In the optimized production version of the program, where speed matters more than catching every possible bug at runtime, Rust still gives you a set of explicit ways to handle the overflow that force you to think about what should happen instead of letting the wrap happen invisibly. That is a small example, but it is exactly the kind of decision Rust makes everywhere. The default is do not let a bug sneak through. If you want speed, you can have it, but you have to ask for it on purpose. Three things to carry away from today. The first is that the small symbols, the plus sign, the minus, the star, the slash, the percent, the double equals, the comparisons, the in the or the not are the verbs of a program, the way numbers and words and yes or no answers are its nouns. The second is that Rust is strict about which kinds of values can be combined with which operators, and that strictness, enforced at compile time, prevents the kinds of subtle bugs other languages let through at runtime. The third is that these handful of small operators multiplied by billions and trillions every second are what makes every piece of real software in the world actually do anything, from the proxy at Cloudflare to the database at the company behind TKV to the inference engine at Hugging Face. Next time on Rust, gently, we will look at what happens when you want to give a piece of work a name and call it more than once. We will meet the idea of a function properly this time, the way a recipe within a recipe lets you write a step once and reuse it everywhere it is needed. Until then, take good care of yourself. I will see you in the next one.